Tributes have been paid to Prince Philip following the announcement of his death on Friday. The Union flag at Reigate and Crawley's town halls and Tandridge District Council offices will fly at half-mast until 8 a.m. on Sunday, the day after the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral, in line with government guidance for the period of national mourning. Floral tributes are being left at the bandstand in Crawley's Memorial Gardens. They will be cleared away on Sunday. All notes on the tributes will be retained, digitised and stored at Crawley Town Hall. His Royal Highness paid a number of visits to the area, most recently with the Queen to the reopening of the modernised East Surrey College in Redhill in 2011. In 2006, the Duke visited Queen's Square before heading to Thomas Bennett Community College, Varian Medical Systems and Carey House Sheltered Housing Scheme in West Green. The tenor bell at St John's Church in Redhill tolled 99 times at midday on Saturday in honour of the Duke of Edinburgh. Susie Radio's Neil Munday was invited to join the bell tower captain, Anne Roof, to see the preparation underway to muffle the tenor bell before it tolled across Redhill.
We have a muffle, which is a thick leather pad, which goes on one side of the clapper. So what we do is say it's half muffled. So we get one stroke sounds loud or open, and then the muffled one is like an echo.
Among those paying tribute was Crawley MP Henry Smith, who shared with Susie Radio a personal connection with one of Prince Philip's best-known causes.
It's ironic because just earlier on this morning I was going through my emails and I had an email from my son's school with preparations for his Duke of Edinburgh expedition later this month, and he's very much looking forward to that, excited about it. So, you know, somebody who was almost 100 years old, still inspiring people who are just starting out in their life, that's quite a legacy.
East Surrey resident Louise Canby was a member of the Royal Society of St George when she met Prince Philip in 2010 at the Air League Association's annual reception at St James's Palace.
He did duly stop because suddenly there's a lady amongst all these men predominantly in uniform. He went, "Oh, hello," he said, "what are you doing here? Or how come you're here?" Something like that. And so I explained I was with the Royal Society of St George, and he said, "Oh, lovely." I then went on to tell him that I was also a proud member of the Lord's Taverners, of which His Royal Highness has been patron since they started 70 years ago, and I let him know that we always raised a toast to him at every single meal, lunch and dinners, and his response was, "I'm very glad to hear it, thank you," and he sort of winked and smiled in the way that he did and carried on walking through.
East Surrey resident Louise Canby ending today's local news with her memories of the Duke of Edinburgh.